Triple R Midday News with Hannah Withers,
Tyrone Kennedy
and David Henning.
The federal opposition has called for Attorney General George Brandis to resign after accusations he misled Parliament about meetings with Solicitor General Justin Gleeson in November last year. Mr. Brandis claims he met with the Solicitor General to discuss changes to terrorism laws and same-sex marriage. However, Mr. Gleeson says no such discussions took place until May this year. Mr. Brandis denies acting inappropriately, saying he consulted the Solicitor General at the November meeting.
ANZ Bank CEO Shayne Elliott has defended the culture of his organisation to the parliamentary inquiry into banking after Liberal MP Julia Banks described it as blokey. Mr. Elliott rejected the idea, saying he is proud of the culture of the bank and the many women who manage bank branches. NAB CEO Andrew Thorburn fronted the inquiry today, telling MPs the dismissal of 43 financial planners over 5 years doesn't represent a systemic problem.
The financial toll for Australian families dealing with stillbirth is predicted to be more than $680 million over the next 5 years. Lost productivity in the workplace is being counted in a Stillbirth Foundation Australia study, as parents can struggle to return to their jobs. Foundation Chief Executive Victoria Bowring says each case is different.
It can take, from families we speak to, it can take anywhere from 6 months to never again. The impact is so devastating and so huge that often people find that they can't go back to what was their old life. For many, that returning to work never eventuates.
It's hoped the study will encourage investment in research, as the cause of 65% of stillbirths remains unknown.
The Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce is calling for the state government to act swiftly, ahead of research naming Victoria as the stolen car capital of Australia. Vehicle theft has risen 35%, with more than 15,000 thefts reported this year. VACC Executive Director Jeff Gwillem says Victoria should follow New South Wales' lead.
Given that there's legislation going through New South Wales to limit the selling of scrap metals for cash, I would anticipate that some of that illegal activity will come over the border. It happened in the UK when they brought the legislation into the UK.
Nine companies have collected gongs at this year's Shonky Awards. Winners include Samsung's exploding Galaxy Note 7 and Green Clean for their 255 breaths of bottled air. Officiated by Consumer Group Choice, the winners are selected from public submissions in a bid to highlight misleading advertisements. Choice spokesman Tom Godfrey says, unfortunately, none of the winners were present to accept their award.
These companies, we hope, think long and hard about why they're appearing in the Shonkies and seek to improve their practices. And I don't think it's surprising that they're not enthusiastically knocking down the doors to the Shonkies to stand up on stage and explain why they've done the wrong thing by their customers.
An exhibition of the world's most infamous and secretive artist, Banksy, is opening in Federation Square. More than 80 of Banksy's off-street masterpieces, including the iconic Girl with Balloon, Flag Wall and Laugh Now pieces, will be on display.
A British study has found bumblebees can be taught to pull strings to get food and then pass this knowledge on to other bees in their colonies. Professor of Biosciences at Melbourne University, Ari Hoffman, says researchers already knew insects could learn from associative behaviour. However, he says they didn't know insects could learn from one another.
What this study does is to sort of push that to the next level. So you're not only learning associative behaviour, you're also learning from other individuals that have actually learned a task based on this associative behaviour. And I think that's the next jump.
A study has shown larger brains are associated with longer yawns. Researchers studied the yawns of 29 mammals and found humans yawn the longest at an average of 6 seconds. Researchers say the study supports the view that yawning has an important physiological effect, such as increasing blood flow to the brain and cooling it down. But Melbourne University biology professor Mark Elgar says the exact reason mammals yawn is still a mystery, and it's too soon to say humans who yawn a lot are smarter.
Maybe if you're really super smart, you're yawning a lot because the conversations that you're listening to are a bit tedious.
To sport now, and Australia has recorded its third straight one-day international defeat against South Africa overnight, handing the hosts an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-game series. Western Bulldog Marcus Bontempelli has become the youngest club best and fairest in 48 years, while skipper Bob Murphy returned coach Luke Beveridge's Jock McHale medal.
And now to weather. Today, mostly sunny, top of 26 degrees. Friday, cloudy, top of 24 with a chance of late showers. And Saturday, partly cloudy, 18. This is Triple R Midday News with Hannah Withers,
Tyrone Kennedy
and David Henning.